This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush is expected to announce, perhaps this week, that he is lifting tariffs on imported steel. The tariffs were put in place last year to protect the domestic steel industry and aren't scheduled to expire until 2005. The tariffs have drawn sharp criticism from some U.S. companies that use a lot of steel and also from foreign steel producers. The European Union has threatened to retaliate by December 15th if the U.S. tariffs are not lifted. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
For President Bush, the battle over the steel tariffs represents a tough choice. Lift the tariffs early and risk losing votes in key steel states, or leave the tariffs in place and anger voters in states with industries that use a lot of steel and perhaps even spark a global trade war. Bill Gaskin is president of the Precision Metal Forming Association and chairs an industry group that has been lobbying the administration to end the steel tariffs. Gaskin believes the harm to steel-using industries from the tariffs far outweigh any benefits.
There are 57 people employed in companies that use steel for every one that's in a steel-producing company. So at this point, the president ending the tariffs sends a positive message to those 57 that he's trying to support their continued recovery. But the manufacturing recovery is very fragile, and I think this will be a real positive.
Big Steel, however, has been just as adamant the administration not lift the tariffs early. Wilbur Ross is chairman of International Steel Group, formed from several bankrupt steel companies, including Bethlehem Steel and LTV. He says prior to the imposition of the tariffs, foreign steel companies were dumping their government-subsidized products in the U.S., and for that reason, he says the president can't afford to abandon the industry entirely.
The one thing I'm totally sure of is that if the president does decide for some reason to reduce or eliminate the tariffs, that he'll do something else. He'll put in some other kind of a measure with the intention of preventing the same kind of untoward surge in imports that provoked the imposition of the tariffs.
But the administration is in a difficult spot. The World Trade Organization last month declared the tariffs illegal, setting the stage for the European Union to announce plans to put in place more than $2 billion in retaliatory tariffs against U.S. goods. The EU has said it will target everything from Florida citrus fruit to Harley-Davidson motorcycles unless the U.S. lifts the tariffs. And the International Trade Commission found while the tariffs saved some jobs and resulted in additional revenues for the steel industry, they cost other segments of the economy around $680 million in their first year. Christopher Plummer is an industry analyst with Metal Strategies, Inc. He says while the tariffs did help protect the steel industry, it probably hasn't been to the extent many have claimed.
Our opinion is if the program is removed, it is not going to be the end of the U.S. steel industry by any means. And I think there are other tactics in place that could be put in as a sort of a safeguard measure, such as import licensing or closer monitoring of excess world capacity, and close monitoring of international subsidies to the steel industry.
It's not clear when the president will make an announcement. A spokesman for U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick said his office was not in a position to speculate on the timing of a decision, if any. Most observers don't expect a statement until after the president attends a political fundraiser in Pittsburgh today, the home of U.S. Steel, the nation's largest domestic steelmaker, and a city where the tariffs enjoy strong support. Another factor possibly influencing the administration's expected decision to lift the steel tariffs 16 months ahead of schedule may be the fact that steel imports have fallen dramatically in recent months. That's because of a weaker U.S. dollar and higher shipping costs, which have made imported steel less attractive. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.